Josh dropped his data pad in his lap and rubbed his eyes. When he finally saw a group of Tenon men, obviously dressed for travel, approaching from a distance, he was only too happy to climb back to his feet. "Took you guys long enough," Josh said as the group approached. "It took some time to gather the best people for the task," one of Garrett's men explained. "These five men are all fluent in the Zhong language." "That's good to hear," Josh said. "Shall we light her up then?" The men exchanged glances, looking confused. Josh's eyebrow went up. "Something wrong?" "Your ship," one of the Tannen technicians began. "It appears to only seat two." Josh smiled broadly. "Oh, there's more seating than you think." He turned and opened a small panel on the side of the Falcon, punched in a code, then activated the weapons bays. "Well, not exactly seating, I guess," he admitted, as the weapons bays on either side of the Falcon's fuselage opened. "But I can still get us all there in a single trip." Four flattened 3-meter-long cylinders lowered slowly from the Falcon's two weapons bays. "What are those?" one of the Tannens asked, his eyes wide. "Stasis pods," Josh answered cheerfully. "How long is this journey?" another of the men asked with a suspicious look on his face. "About a half an hour," Josh said. "Then why the stasis pods? Cannot the Aurora come and take us all?" "She's otherwise occupied at the moment," Josh told them. "Besides, it would take her more than a day each way. This way's a lot faster, trust me." He looked at their faces. It was obvious they did not trust him. "I'm just a pilot. My guess is this was the quickest, easiest way to get the job done." Several of the Tannens cast a bewildered look at him. "It happens that way a lot on the Aurora." One of the men bent over and walked under the Falcon, staring up into her weapons bays. "These are weapons bays, are they not?" "Well, normally, yes." "Are they pressurized?" "Well, no, but the stasis pods are." "And if they should fail?" another Tannen asked. "Then you're screwed," Josh admitted. "As is anyone sitting in the cockpit should the canopy take a hit from a micrometeorite or something, which I might add is far more likely. So which of us is safer, huh?" The Tannens all turned and looked at Josh. "Come on, guys, you lie down, the doors close, and you're asleep a minute later. Next thing you know, you're opening your eyes in the Aurora's hangar bay. Not much of a view, I'll grant you, but it is safe." "But why put us to sleep?" "Look, I can set the controls to let you stay awake if you like, but it's going to be a bumpy-ass ride on the way up."